We've been telling you about the early start to the wildfire season here in Washington State, and particularly in the eastern part of the state and the Olympic National Park. But we are not the only ones battling early fires. Wildfire season is in full swing in British Columbia. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He told David Hyde, last season was bad. This season is looking even worse.
We've already had about three times as much forest burned for this time of the year as is the average. So it's very early in the season, but the forest ministry people who keep track of this stuff say that the forests are dry and endangered and the fire hazard is high as if it were late July. But here we are late June, so the season is looking bad. They've already lost about, more than 100,000 acres to fires. There have been more than 500 fires already, and not a day goes by without an alert or more fires being added to the list from lightning or human negligence. So I think the answer is we're headed for a pretty bad season.
And how's the province handling it?
Well, they've already spent most of the budget. I mean, what they do is they set the forest fire budget based on a 10-year running average. And so in a bad year, they go right through it, and they've already spent most of it. About $60 million, and they've already spent about $50 million. But, as the government says, that's why they have contingency funds, right? I mean, it's not like they'll stop fighting forest fires. It just means they'll probably spend most of the contingency fund in the budget as well. The rivers are low. Snowpack melted earlier this year. It's the same similar situation to what's going on in different parts of Washington State with fire hazards and warnings. It's not crisis level yet. I see this week that the British Columbia, David, has sent firefighting resources, so crews and resources, to Alaska, four fixed-wing aircraft, one helicopter, 21 personnel from British Columbia to Alaska. In this region of the world, we share firefighting resources. So we have a resource-sharing agreement with Western Canadian provinces, with states in the Pacific Northwest, and with Alaska and Canada's Northern Territory. So right now we're sending resources to Yukon, to Alaska. There's some people fighting fires in Alberta. And, you know, British Columbia will call on those jurisdictions for help when we get into the thick of the season here in July and August.
Well, and we also share weather conditions. It's not like droughts can be stopped at the border. So how's the region going to handle it this year?
Well, I think we may be seeing the thing we always end up talking about, which is whether this is just a bad season or are we looking at a permanent change in our climate. You get lots of argument about that, but, two bad seasons in a row, that's serious cause for alarm for British Columbia. You know, the way these resource-sharing agreements work is that you can recall your own resources, your own crews and your own aircraft, if you hit a crisis yourself. So these people are loaned out, and these resources are loaned out on a short-term basis. I guess you might say is, you know, what if everybody's having a bad month in August? We might be on our own. How many jurisdictions are we going to be able to draw on for help? Usually what will happen is that not every place in North America will be having a bad forest fire season at exactly the same time. But, you know, we lend people as far away as California. I think in past years we've lent people as far away as Australia. So hope for the best. But right now the forest ministry is saying it looks like a really bad season. We're about a month ahead of where we were last year.
Vaughn Palmer of the Vancouver Sun and our Canadian correspondent each week on The Record. He spoke with KUOW's David Hyde.